are falling into place. Series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This week, we focus on the Social Enterprise and Training Center, better known as SEAT, in Schenectady, New York. We welcome Jennifer Lawrence, founder and CEO. We also welcome Emmanuel McCall, Recruitment and Outreach Coordinator. Jennifer and Emmanuel, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on our program.
It's great to be with you today, Joe, especially on Martin Luther King Day. Thanks.
Indeed. It's very, very special to have you with us on this day. Jennifer, let us begin with you and talk a little bit as founder of how SEAT, Social Enterprise and Training Center, came to be.
Hey, Joe, it's a story. I was thinking about it this morning, getting ready to talk with you. And really, it came to be, as so many nonprofits and social enterprises, we were looking to solve a social problem and do our part. We saw a gap in services and looking to do a part to bridge that gap. So that was 6 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been 6 years, but there's been really great people along the way. And we're just happy to get the message out again today.
And the last 2 years, I assume, have been a special challenge in the fact that there already was a gap for young people. And now you have a pandemic on top of it. So as you are trying to get people to become more engaged in education and in training, the pandemic happens, which is automatically disengaging many.
Yes, it has been. So our whole mission is about engaging disconnected young people. One in seven young people in the U.S. is not working and is not going going to school. So that was our mission pre-COVID. And now, 2 years later, connecting. Everyone's looking for connection. And record numbers of young people have not reengaged in going back to school. And so it's been interesting times. And, the other part of our mission is connecting businesses who really need workers, even pre-pandemic, to people who really want opportunity, which is our young people. So, now 2 years later, we're seeing just the impacts all around. Our young people are feeling a lot like a lot of us are. They're feeling isolated, feeling even more disconnected from opportunity. They are not, the in-person events and things to go to get connected. And most of our young people, their disconnection comes from a host of factors, socioeconomic, where they live, transportation. So the pandemic has just really increased that and made our services even more, relevant to our time today.
Emmanuel McCall, as I mentioned, is Recruitment and Outreach Coordinator for SEAT. Emmanuel, give us a sense of your job and what ultimately you're trying to do with this outreach and recruitment.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having us.
Great pleasure.
So my role is to engage the community, organizations, and social institutions to just bring awareness of the opportunities we have at the SEAT Center. As Jennifer mentioned, we work with some of the most hard-to-reach populations, so it's always good to connect with community organizations and community leaders who already have access to some of the young people and just looking for a resource to connect them to. But I spend a lot of my time boots on the ground in the community, interacting with the community, serving our community through community service partnerships, as well as actively recruiting.
When you look at those groups of recruiting, what type of group are you looking for, and what type of, I assume you find it in all places, but ultimately what that looks like and how the process works of bringing people aboard?
Absolutely. So we're looking for, C-Center serves 18 to 24-year-olds. These are 18 to 24-year-olds who may have dropped out of high school and looking to be reengaged for high school. These are 18 to 24-year-olds who may have had a bump in with the law and is looking to kind of stay out of trouble. These are 18 to 24-year-olds who potentially graduated high school, don't think college is for them and want to figure out what else is out there for them. Or maybe you're an 18 to 24-year-old who did graduate high school, are interested in college, just don't know how to get started. So we try to be the middle ground or liaison for young people and getting them to start chasing their dreams.
When you think about it, Jennifer, what are your challenges right now and the challenges that you can work through and the challenges that will sort of be alleviated once the pandemic, we've been talking mostly this morning of whatever the new normal is.
Yeah, you know, Joe, I think some of the challenges are we're all just in our homes a lot more. And I think, Emmanuel, you can talk about this. A lot of our recruitment has been in neighborhoods. Our young people, because they're disconnected, they're not always easy to find. They're not engaged in some of the things that we typically go to find, you know, to meet people. So a lot of our work was neighborhood-based, door-to-door, going to people's homes, meeting people through their friends and maybe other graduates from the program. So one piece is that, is really connecting and, you know, counting on the power of community to connect us all. Like, we all know someone who can benefit, and, you know, how do we connect? And I think the other piece is, how do we help support businesses in this incredibly tough time where everyone in every industry is looking for people, you know, for employees.
So,
Emmanuel, if you wanted to talk a little bit. Yes.
No, go ahead, Emmanuel. Add to that.
Can you repeat the question again?
Well, we just have about a minute left. So let me instead ask this, which is, how best people listening to this, how can they assist in what you're doing? And I'll let you both have a crack at this, but Emmanuel, begin with you.
Absolutely. Share the information. The biggest referral source since I've been a part of the Seat Center for almost, me and Jen have been together for almost 10 years now. So the biggest referral source has always been word of mouth. If you've been impacted by the Seat Center, if you know about the Seat Center, if you hear about us, do your research and share the information. People are more than likely to take information that comes from a valued source. So I'm hoping that the listeners listening is that valued source, and that the people in the community that we worked with and built rapport with and the young people that we've served continue to be that that voice to continue to carry the Seat Center throughout our community.
Well, I thank you both for being with us. Jennifer Lawrence is the founder and CEO. Emmanuel McCall is recruitment and outreach coordinator. You can find out more information at seatcenter.org. My thanks to you all. We'll be back right after this.